There are two types of ablative procedures that can be used to try and help patients who have atrial fibrillation. The procedure that is widely accepted and used frequently is ablation of the AV junction with pacemaker implantation, so-called ablate and pace philosophy. In this situation, one merely ablates the AV junction and inserts a pacemaker with the concept that the patient will no longer need to take drugs that slow AV node conduction and merely may have to remain on anticoagulation therapy if necessary. This regularizes the heart rate that has been shown in both animal studies and in humans to even improve cardiac output and certainly will decrease symptoms such as palpitations. Unfortunately, in patients in whom fatigue is the primary problem, it is much more important to maintain sinus rhythm than merely control rate, since most of these patients will still have fatigue even though their rate's controlled and regularized after the ablation of the AV junction and insertion of a VVIR pacemaker. Some have advocated modifying AV node conduction, and therefore one need not put in a pacemaker. In our own experience, this is not as good a technique because there's still irregularity of the heart rate. A substantial number of these patients wind up with a pacemaker anyway, and if one is going to use a non-pharmacologic approach to treat atrial fibrillation with rate control, the majority of opinion would suggest to cause complete heart block with VVIR pacemaker implantation.